Here's the translation of the text to English. Exclusive. U.S. refiner Valero to import up to 6.5 million barrels of Venezuelan crude in March, sources say. Trump tells troops fear is powerful motivator in difficult Iran talks. Oil prices settle slightly higher as optimism around U.S. inflation data outweighs OPEC supply concerns. White House, no changes to Trump metals tariffs unless president announces them. Trump says he will visit Venezuela after very good. Relationship with interim president. Oil prices set for second straight weekly loss over supply glut forecasts. Gold holds above $5,000, set for weekly gain, while silver on track for loss. Analysis. Trump EPA ends emissions limits for U.S. automakers. State rules, lawsuits could follow. Exclusive. Venezuela's PDVSA selling oil only to individually licensed companies, sources say. Argentina Senate passes Milei labor reform, advancing pro-market overhaul. Factbox. Chinese AI models Festoon Spring Festival, a year after DeepSeek shock. U.S. used Anthropic's Claude during the Venezuela raid, WSJ reports. Warner Bros. Discovery sees activist Sachem Head increase stake in Q4. U.S. airlines must certify use of merit-based hiring for pilots. FAA says BAFA CEO Brian Moynihan's pay rises to $41 million. Lockheed Martin secures $101 million in defense contracts for various systems. Paramount taps ex-Trump official as public policy, VP amid Warner Bros. Bid. Analysis, EU weighs two-track approach to break economic reform deadlock. U.S. consumer price index dips below forecast, signaling a potential slowdown in inflation. Poland inflation rises to 2.2% in January, exceeding expectations. Taiwan hikes 2026 economic growth forecast to 7.7% on AI demand. Swiss inflation holds at 0.1% in January. SNB rate cut expected Spain's final 12-month EU harmonized inflation at 2.4% in January. German wholesale prices rise 1.2% in January. German wholesale prices rise 1.2% year-on-year in January. China's new home prices extend decline in January. Trump administration sued for attempted overhaul of public golf course in Washington. Anduril discusses new funding at $60 billion plus valuation, the information reports. Swift Home, trademark abandoned after Taylor Swift opposition. Cubans turn to electric vehicles as U.S. tightens oil blockade. Anthropic clinches $380 billion valuation after $30 billion funding round. Ukraine expects final IMF deal approval in coming weeks. New York, New Jersey say Trump has not released any tunnel funding. U.S. Homeland Security Department heading into partial shutdown. Saturday, Bitcoin steadies with a nearly 4% rise, but set for a four-week losing streak. Bybit X Block Skulls report crypto derivatives markets hit most extreme positioning since 2022. FTX collapse. Bitcoin set for four-day losing streak as traders assess rate cut outlook. Bitcoin may drop to $50,000 in coming weeks, StanChart's Kendrick warns. Flipster FZE secures in-principle approval from Vara, reinforcing commitment to regulated crypto access. BYFI joins Solana Accelerate APAC at Consensus Hong Kong, expanding Solana ecosystem engagement. Bitcoin slips, hovering around $67 as traders parse blowout U.S. jobs data. Wallet in Telegram launches cross-chain deposits and self-custodial Ton wallet. Alt Capital Group unveils Alt Blockchain public testnet. Polygon, Athena, and Nethermind join the Enterprise Ethereum Alliance as institutional Ethereum takes shape. Uniker investor lawsuit deadline set for April 13 following FDA setback. BioRestorative Therapies closes $5 million public offering. Kathy Wood's ARK trades. Coinbase stock buy and Airbnb sell. Westwood Q4 2025 slides show revenue growth to $27.1 million despite net outflows. Funko extends credit agreement maturity to December 2027. Skyline Builders closes $31.6 million private placement of preferred shares. Extra Space Storage declares $1.62 per share dividend for Q1 2026. Harley-Davidson declares $1.75 per share quarterly dividend.